It's coming home to roost a bit, isn't it, when you think about it? What we've learned this week, whether it be the construction company now in Britain looking to fill the jobs here that pay over $100,000 but they can't find a local for love nor money, or the university students that haven't come back despite the door being open, or the manufacturers who told us the job queue is non-existent because the reputation is an issue, or the apple orchards that have left over $100 million worth of fruit on the trees again, there is a theme. The theme is we stayed closed too long. The line that the best economic response was our health response is now being shown to be the utterly dishonest nonsense it always was. This weird belief that when we were full and ready, we could simply turn the switch on and the whole world would deal with us the way they used to, almost as though no one else was getting on with life, and even if they were inferior to us anyway, so all those who longed and loved New Zealand would simply line up and be grateful to return to life the way it used to be. Tourism, I think, we always accept it was going to be a bit of a slow burn. It may be even slower now than we thought, given the figures out this week show travel in many parts of the world is at pre-COVID levels, if not higher, but not here. We can't say anywhere near the same thing, and at least part of that is on us. We never hustled, never even wanted to hustle. We became the hermit kingdom, and whatever rep we'd built up over the years, at least in part, has been wrecked. There's still a bit of time to put it right, though. I mean, students, hopefully, will come back later this year looking for a new start next year, so fingers crossed. But the labour issue is a crisis. Our tax rates are too high. Our pay rates are too low. Australia's been open for months and is beating us to the skills. You notice we still don't even have a maritime border open yet, for God's sake. All we seemed capable of doing was panicking, locking down and bumbling around for 2 years while a lot of the world moved on. Stuck in orange forever, our reputation, if not ruined, in need of some serious attention. As an exercise, I was thinking to myself, as an exercise, in totality, it's about a C- at best. Yes, we saved lives. Let's toss that line in one more time, shall we? But my word, what a stunning price it looks like we're paying now.